Hello, how are you doing? Welcome back to Media Planning and Buying, Chapter 4, Media Research. Before we move on with this topic, let's get to know me a little better. Hello everybody, once again, I am Tarun Makhija. I am an IT engineer turned digital marketer. I am somebody who loves to work out and can travel to the moon for food. I am a lecturer, speaker and believer of spreading good vibes and positivity wherever I go. I am also the host of the podcast Be Limitless with Tarun Makhija and the Instagram live show hashtag Tarun Ke Saath. And lastly, I'm also over here going to make sure that you get a lot of value in this lesson. Moving forward with the introduction of media research, the primary objectives of this chapter, you will be able to understand the basics of media research, the agencies involved in media research, the research spectrum and where to use various tools, the importance of media research for media planning function. Introduction. Media research seen in India is very complex, courtesy of the diversity of Indian culture and landscape of media vehicles available in the country. Too many forms of data poses a challenge to create a better media plan and justify the same. Now, the whole point over here is that when you try to create a media plan, there are so many different types and places where you can place the media, and there is so much extensive research which is involved that creating a better media plan will require a lot of your research, and that's exactly what we'll be studying today and in the lecture ahead. Due to the social impact, a lot of brands are inclined to spend a lot or overspend at times using social media and accomplish a specific objective for which it is not very well suited. Now, here comes a challenge. A lot of the audience is trying to spend a lot and immensely a lot on social media, wherein there are so many different media options wherein they can spend more and get better ROIs. Market research is very well positioned to provide invaluable guidance here. Now, when it comes to market research, you have to understand anything and everything in a media plan or in a digital plan. You have to involve the research of the market so that you come on to a conclusion of developing a better plan overall. Now, what is the job of a researcher? The job of a researcher is very, very, very simple. The job is to provide objective data, revealing the impact of the various dimensions of the marketing mix. Using this data, the brands can then formally take an informed decision. Out of the data, we have to basically take a meaning out of it, take out what happened before, what can happen better in the future, how can we make the entire media plan better, where should we park our media spends, and then finally the brand is able to take an informed decision and take a better decision overall. Now, what exactly do we mean by the audience research? Now, how do you exactly identify an audience for a magazine or a newspaper or a television or digital medias? How do you do that? By doing extensive audience research. And audience research basically is identifying the exact audience for all these different channels of media and who and where and what is spending how much time, who meaning your audience, where meaning which media, and what meaning how much time and what are they consuming over there, is basically whole and soul a very specialized form of market research. It is often conducted on behalf of the media owners, and that's exactly what audience research is all about. It's all about the who's and the how's and the where and the why and the how. Learning more about audience research and measurement. Audience measurement measures how many people in an audience, usually in relation to radio listenership and television viewership, but also in relation to newspaper and magazine readership and increasingly web traffic on website. In short, it's measuring how many people are present out of the total audience on each of these platforms, like how many people listen to the radio, how many people are watching your ads on the TV, how many people are reading the newspaper, how many people are going through a magazine, or how many people are consuming your brand's ads through a website or through social mediums. Identifying the data and the number and measuring the audience and the type of audience is exactly what audience research is all about. The term sometimes is used as, you know, pertaining to practices which help broadcasters and advertisers determine who is listening rather than just how many people are listening. Now, maybe your ad is thrown in the front of the audience, or they're listening to it, or they're seeing it on TV. We basically, in audience research, try to make sure and try to understand that who is listening to us rather than how many people are listening to us. For example, an ad which you publish on social media reaches to about close to, let's say, 10,000 people, out of which only 10 or let's say 100 were your audience who were actually listening to your communication and actually making sense to your brand. That is what you try and find out and figure out through audience research. And that's exactly what we try to do before we get on to the media planning. In some parts of the world, the resulting relative numbers are referred to as audience share, while in the other part of the world, it's referred to as market share. Well, we in the industry use market share much more often, and these two terms more or less mean the same thing. It's about how much market share do you have out of the entire audience as a whole. How much audience is your actual target audience, which you only will come to know after the research is put in. Now, looking at the diagram, we have different audience research tools, right from Indian television survey to your TAM to your listenership survey, social media research, and many more. Firstly, going ahead with print Indian readership survey. The IRS is a survey on the print medium. It is conducted by the Market Research User Council. This body consists of members from the INS, which is the Indian Newspaper Society, AAAI, the Advertising Associations of India, and ABC, the Audit Bureau of Circulation. IRS was launched in the year 1995 with an objective of setting an industry standard for readership and other media management, and to also provide insights on media and product consumption as well as consumer behavioral patterns. Now, over the years, IRS has evolved to be very progressive, covering a broad spectrum of categories from media data. Indian demographics, Indian market, product profiles, telecom report, TV report, and IRS countryside. The various insights in the print Indian readership survey are audience covered. The survey is done on all India basis, where as well as rural amongst individuals who are 12 years and older are included. Urban and both rural are a part of the survey. All town classes are covered in the urban area. Towns with a population higher than 2 lakhs are reported on an individual basis. Smaller towns are reported on a basis of socio-cultural regions delivered by language, geographic homogeneity, financial and economic administration, regionalization of culture and lifestyle, caste and class homogeneity as well. There are various bifurcation in which where all and what kind of audience is covered in the print Indian readership survey. The type of data which is covered. Information on the parameters like reach of each medium among various audiences defined demographically. That means how many people are consuming a specific medium of the advertising gamut, and wherein, what all are they including in the media planning part? Wherein, what kind of content they are consuming, what kind of data are they consuming on various mediums is the type of data. Information on the duplication between mediums, right? You know, as well as between vehicles within the same medium. Now, there might be a chance that there might be two different and two same medias consuming, to same people of audiences consuming same kind of mediums, same kind of data. For publications, one gets the number of readers, type of readers in demographic terms, and the spread of these readers, the lifestyle guarantees such as product ownership and consumption pattern of the users. What are the sample sizes? The largest continuous readership research study in the world, with an annual sample size exceeding close to 2.5 lakh respondents. It collects a comprehensive range of demographic information and provides extensive coverage of consumer and product categories, including cars, household appliances, household durables, household care, and personal care products, F&B, finance, everything. Food and beverages, to finance, to holidays, all inclusive in the sample size. They are not restricting to any kind of, you know, survey of readership alone, but it's synonymous with both readership and consumption across various FMCG, fast-moving goods, products throughout the country. Data, where is this data useful in? Now, giving details not only about the number of readers, but also quality of readers and the duplication of readers with other competitive publications is wherein you get to compare which publication is performing better and why. Advertisers have the access to data on quality of readership of each publication. Advertisers can also know whether money was being used effectively or simply wasted. The Print Audit Bureau of Circulations, which is the Audit Bureau of Circulations, also known as ABC, is one of the several organizations of the same name operating in different parts of the world. The ABC, founded in 1948, is for non-profit, voluntarily organization consisting of publishers, advertisers, and advertising agencies. It has done pioneering work in developing audit procedures to verify the circulation of data published by those newspapers and periodicals which have earned display, and also its emblem is looking like this on the screen, which is an A and the B combined together like a typographical thing, and a B wherein the straight line of the B is not visible. That's how they've minimally developed their logo, and their emblem is what they call it. Bureau's Council of Management functions as the Board of Directors, which is the main policy-making body. Council members meet frequently, at least once in 2 months. Bureau's Council of Management comprises of 8 elected representative of publisher members, 4 elected representatives of advertising agency members, 4 elected representatives of advertiser members, and that's all. ABC and publishers. Primary objective is to arrive at and certify authentic circulation figures representing net paid sales of member publications and disseminate the data for the use of space buyers. Together with the ABC certificate, data on the territorial distribution of copies in various states, major cities, and small towns is included as an add-on to the entire understanding of the data in the terms of audience research by Print Audit Bureau of Circulations. ABC and advertising agencies. Now, what does ABC provide to its advertising agencies? How do they function together? It basically provides its members, agencies, with up-to-date, audited circulation of data every 6 months relating to member publications in the country. The circulation data covers the distribution of copies in various states, major cities, and even smaller towns, which are potential markets. Half-yearly ABC certificates are used for media planning. ABC certificates enable advertising agencies to compare the circulation trends of various newspapers and periodicals. Through the ABC certificate, you can absolutely easily come to know what kind of publication, how is it doing in the particular geography, and whether to consider it for your media plan or not. ABC also conducts a 6-monthly audit of a publication sales, but each copy of a publication may be read by more than one person, depending on the frequency and popularity of the publication. This is what is captured in readership surveys like the IRS. In 1994, there was a new thing which was formed, which is called the TVTAM or the INTAM. ORGMARG introduced INTAM, which is the Indian National Television Audience Measurement. That was the most interesting thing which happened back in 1994 in the media buying industry. Now imagine you can now actually measure the audience on the television. In the 1997, a joint industry body appointed TAM, backed by AC Nielsen as the official record keeper of audience metrics. Due to the differences in methodology and samples of TAM and INTAM, both provided offering results for the same programs. They both provided of, you know, differing results for the same programs. That's what they were trying to do. Some internal differences which we, through which, you know, in the methodology was different, the samples of different of TAM were a little different from the INTAM, and they both provided different results for the same programs. Like imagine same TV program having different results. But yes, that's what was happening. In 2001, a confidential list of households in Mumbai that were participating in the monitoring survey was released, calling into question the reliability of the data. This subsequently led to the merger of the two measurement systems into TAM. For several years after this, in spite of misgivings about the process, sample, and other parameters, TAM was the de facto standard and monopoly in the audience metrics game. That's exactly how both of them came together and became one. And it became easier for the media planners to take only one source of data for television. With respect to television, TRP is the most often and the most commonly used term. And it is exactly what is used to do the audience research. The television rating point, that's what TRP is. Television rating point. It's a target rating point, and it's a metrics which is used in marketing and advertising to indicate the percentage of the target audience reached by a campaign or advertisement through a communication medium. Yeah. In television, the T is TRP of television. In TRP, T stands for target, wherein TRP for television stands for television. But target over here is trying to indicate how many people who were the target audience who actually reached by a particular communication medium through your advertisement or through your campaigns. The target rating points, all the TRPs, quantify the gross rated points achieved by an advertisement or campaign amongst targeted individuals within a larger population. For example, let's say if an advertisement appears more than once, the entire gross audience also, the TRP figure is the sum of each individual GRP multiplied by estimated target audience in the gross audience. The TRP and GRP metrics are both critical components for determining the marketing effectiveness of a particular advertisement. In the particular case of television, a device is attached to the TV set in a few thousand viewers' houses to measure impressions. These numbers are treated as sample from the overall TV owners in different geographical and demographical centers. Now, you can't put it, you know, like a device in every TV, right, for calculating the TRPs. So you put it on different TVs, let's say, like a sample size, you take it up. And from there, you derive the data and normalize it for all the other mediums. Using a device, a special code is telecasted during the program, which records the time and the program that a viewer watches on a particular day. The average is taken for a 30-day period, which gives the viewership status for that particular channel. As simple as that. It measures how much a person for how many hours or, you know, minutes watches a particular program on a particular day on their televisions. That gives insights to the marketers and advertisers to plan their media plans better in terms of which channel to be used for a better TRP. Moving on to radio, the listenership survey. Now we got the viewership bit from TV, now about listenership survey, about how many people listen to an ad on radios and how much do they listen to a radio on a day-to-day basis and what kind of audiences do actually listen to radio. According to the radio audience measurement, the OOH listeners include listenerships in the car, at work, and other out of the places, out of the home places. The OOH listeners are actually the driving force. Now TAM Media's radio audience measurement from week 40 to 43, 2011, to 52 to week 52 to 3, 2012, reveals the most popular FM radio station out of the home. RAM is currently based in 4 metros, which is Mumbai, Delhi, Bengaluru, Kolkata, Mumbai. It's as simple as trying to measure which FM radio station is the most popular amongst the audience. According to the RAM data for the OOH listenership, the top 5 stations for Mumbai are Radio Mirchi, Big FM, Radio City, Fever FM and Red FM. Excluding the government-owned AIR FM2 Gold. Now, this gives you a clearer picture as to which are the top radio stations for Mumbai, for example, and which of them is the most highest performing radio station. In this case, it's Radio Mirchi. That is when the advertisers choose Radio Mirchi over all the other radio stations available to them. On that note, thank you very much. Until then, stay safe, stay care, and be planning amazing medias. Until next time, thank you.